One man who is a 300-game umpire. He's part of the AFLW umpiring staff at the moment. Currently laid up with a little calf injury. The best newcomer in the media, part of our team on ABC Sport. My colleague and friend, I think it's fair to say, Ray Chamberlain, joins us on Summer Grandstand across the country. Ray, sir, appreciate your time.
Hey, Corb, always happy to be on, mate. How you doing today?
I'm well. I didn't overstate it. I thought, oh, geez, Ray's got a huge chance to burn me here and say, oh, look, friend might be going a bit far, but I'm counting you amongst that short list, Razor. I'm keen to get your reaction to this. So we learnt during the week that the centre bounce is dead. How do you feel about it?
Yeah, look, it's been I feel like this has been something that's been a long time coming, Corbin. Really, you know, once the cordial's in the water, it's a bit hard to pull it out. So it was probably, I'm trying to think now, but it'd be close to 10 plus years ago, we stopped bouncing the ball around the grounds in AFL football. So you'd bounce at centre bounce, but we didn't bounce the ball at field bounce. And then at state league level, not all state league levels, but the VFL's still mandatory to bounce the football up until this year, obviously. But state league levels, it became optional. And certainly at community level, bouncing wasn't required. And so all of a sudden, Corb, you've got this situation where you've got an elite talent pool that the AFL draw from in terms of recruiting. And there's less, you know, and I use the number 200. It's actually significantly less than that. People on any given Sunday that was bouncing the ball in footy. So, you know, from an umpiring perspective, don't worry about, we'll talk more broadly about the game, but from an umpiring perspective, you're really narrowing the talent pool that you have at your disposal to keep replenishing at the senior level. So once they started sort of taking away and chipping away at what was historically common practice, I feel as though this week's announcement was always inevitable.
You've spoken about this in the past throughout your career and your umpiring journey, the anxiety that came with the bounce. As an umpire, Ray, what made it so difficult both physically and mentally?
Well, look, I think for me, I mean, that's my personal experience. We've got some wonderful exponents of the bounce, particularly umpiring AFL football currently. You know, I think of a couple of South Australian fellows, Craig Fleer and Curtis DeBoer, and then we've got some other lads here in Victoria, Matt Stevick and others, who they just never miss. Right? They're unbelievably good at it, and I always looked on with envy with them. But for me, it was probably the one thing that was quite visible. And whilst I navigated 20 years and I was able to, you know, do finals and grand finals and stuff, so it wasn't that I couldn't do it. It's just that it wasn't my one wood. And so that would be the thing that, you know, like any person who's doing a performance-based pursuit, you have your weaknesses. And I don't care if you're Patrick Dangerfield, Matt Fife, or umpires running around out there or any other code. When you've got a weakness, it's something that will, you know, you've got to work through it. So whilst I did have some anxiety around it and I didn't love doing it, it's certainly something I learnt to navigate and find a way through. I think what's probably more interesting, Corb, around all of this is a shift in narrative from the AFL. Like, the bounce itself was designated and implemented in Australian rules football because it was an unpredictable restart to play. And in fact, if you go back far enough, they punched the ball into the ground and let it go wherever it went willy-nilly, and away you went. In the statements that were released this week, I couldn't help but notice the constant reference to enhanced consistency. And I was sort of like, well, hang on, fundamentally and philosophically in relation to the manner in which the game was built, the premise is that it's an unpredictable restart to play. Mm. So there's obviously been a shift there, certainly in narrative anyway.
Is it good or bad for the game?
Yeah, I think you can look at these things in two different ways. I've never contested a centre bounce ruck contest in my life, Corb. I know that might be hard to believe when you look at me. but I do speak to the rucks, right? Because I think be curious and go to those who participate. And I do know that it will have an impact. I think what's really important and what I'm super intrigued to see now as a result of the announcement the bounce is gone is how the AFL determine they want to implement the laws of the game at centre bounce in particular, and then what they do around boundary throw-in and last touch rules. Because one of the, I don't know whether you're familiar or not, Corb, but the AFL a few years ago released a charter to the Laws of the Game Committee. And there were some guiding principles that related to their overreach and what they are and aren't allowed to do. And the number one principle of these guiding principles, of which there are nine, was that the unique characteristics of the game should be maintained and encouraged. So when I sort of look at that from that perspective, I sort of go, okay, cool, that's interesting. Another one is the direction and movement of the ball is unpredictable and has few restrictions. And then the third one I think that's relevant that relates to your question, is it good or is it bad, is that players of various sizes, football and athletic ability, have an opportunity for success in the game played at the highest level. So, you know, when you start considering centre bounce ruck and you're going to throw it up dead straight to the same height without wobble or changing direction, you look at Lloyd Meek versus Max Gawn versus Sean Darcy versus, and we can go through them all. They're all different. And I think that the game needs to consider with some real thought as to how they instruct their umpires to officiate in those areas.
It's a great insight from Ray Chamberlain. So the AFL Commission obviously have to be presented with these rule changes or laws, and basically it's up to them to decide what passes and what doesn't. So we learned during the week that the bounce is dead. One thing I think we were anticipating was the last disposal out of bounds to be introduced, and yet that's going to have to wait for a later commission meeting. But you put your finger in the wind, Ray, it feels like that's coming in too. So again, you look at the role of the ruckman. Well, all of a sudden, if we don't have boundary throw-ins, you're probably what, reducing 30% of the time that we get stoppages in the game.
And look, there are all different inputs, right? So there's ball movement, there's scoring, and all of the things. But I listened to Paul Salmon at a luncheon yesterday, and it was really interesting. Paul's a positive guy; he's a glass half full guy. But what he did say, he goes, you know, I don't want to sound like a sook. However, whenever we seem to change rules, the first mob that sort of get whacked seemingly most readily are the rucks in the game. And I thought that was an interesting comment and when you give it some thought. So, yeah, look, again, you know, the AFL and the AFL Commission, they've only ever got the best interest of the game at heart. Mm. Well, I think the other thing that's quite interesting, Corb, around Australian rules football, and, you know, you talk about the unique nature of what I think is the best game in the world. You know, there are only two sports in the world that I'm aware of that require their match day officials to actually perform a skill. So, yeah. Of course, we've had the AFL field umpires where they have to bounce the football.
And the other one?
And the other one's the ice hockey in the NHL.
Yeah.
So you have to play to a certain standard of hockey to be able to officiate in it. And it's not because, and the reason is so that you get out of the road. Mm. Because obviously it's such a fast-paced game and they're on the ice with the players. So, the removal of the bounce, then there were one. And the hockey stands alone.
Quick one for you to finish, a little trivia question. Who was the last umpire to perform a bounce in an AFL game? A centre bounce, not a first bounce of the game, but who was the last person to bounce the ball on grand final day last Saturday?
Yeah, I was going to say, you got one of four. I'll just take a stab at the dark. I'll go Simon Meredith.
It was the debutant. It was young Andrew Stevens who got the...
Andy Stevens!
He's the answer to the trivia question. So it bounced the ball with about 53 seconds left on the game clock after a late goal to the Cats, and that might be it, Ray, unless a little backflip at some stage. But unfortunately, the centre bounce is no more. Appreciate your time and your insights as always. I'm sure we'll chat soon.
Anytime, Corb. Cheers, mate.